Pessoal.
Opa. Opa.
But this is the aftermath, y'all. What's going on, panel?
Not much. Just another wonderful day in paradise.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. A beautiful day for a neighbor. Could you be mine? What's up, Thomas?
Oh, what's up? Nothing much, man. Just chilling, chilling.
That's good. That's good. How is y'all weekend so far?
Eventful.
Eventful. I don't know. It was boring. I mean,
it was
my
real
friends,
boring.
My friends came to see me from Houston, which was really cool. Shout outs to Houston. But it was also down here, sudden decadence, Labor Day weekend, right?
Yeah, but we don't know that because it's coronavirus.
It's coronavirus.
The city's not lit up like it's supposed to be. The damn, the gays ain't walking around with no clothes on. They're not running around with their knee pads on. It's different.
Right.
Yeah, we don't know what's going on because the city's not celebrating anything.
Well, I have no basis for comparison. This would have been my first Southern decadence, but like you guys said, the city is still kind of on lockdown.
You know how you get indicted into New Orleans during Southern decadence?
No, I know.
It's nice.
I wish I could have experienced that.
Mm-hmm. And you still got Labor Day.
It's not a great experience. It's kind of nasty. That's what these people from California said.
It depends on what your definition of nasty is.
Well, these people from California, they come to the decadence last year, and they was talking about how they're ready to just go back home because it's just so nasty. There's
nobody it was like X-rated nasty.
It's like they're on their knees.
You know, I like some
blowing too. Each other in the bars.
But that's not nasty.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
a normal day.
We just go too far in New Orleans. We do it over the top.
Well, you know the gays have to do it big. They like everything big.
But, y'all, if you think about it, I don't think New Orleans do it big. That's just from the culture that we come from.
That's right. Culture, you said the culture that we come from, do you mean like gay culture?
No, well, it's called the Big Easy for a reason.
Well, okay.
No, the culture of everything here.
Yeah, this place is, they got a lot of culture in it. You ever notice when you go to ward to ward? You go to 7th Ward, it's different than 8th Ward. And you go to Magnolia Project over there to 4th Ward, it's different than the 3rd Ward.
Well, I've only been to the French Quarter and the 7th Ward, really.
Okay, well, the French Quarter and the 7th Ward is two different.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying...
Or what about Treme? Treme right there next to it. It's different. Right.
Like
I've only been there for 6 months.
Uptown is Washington Avenue. You see how they dress? They're more prestige and pressed and clean. And you know what I'm saying? Because out there, it's more image. Downtown, on the other hand, is like more gutter. You know what I'm saying? They're more like on that, you know, on a stink level.
Okay.
You know, it's gutter. It's real raw. But, you know, I mean, when it comes down to it, it's like we was like one of the most biggest melting pots that they were. And then also down here, the slaves were allowed to walk free.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So that's why we still stay under Napoleonic law, was because we was the only port in the United States that allowed the slaves to walk as a free man.
But that's good. I mean, you should have been free in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Right? Because I'll pay for it if I want it. Aunt Thomas.
That's right.
See? No, I'm just joking.
I need an ashtray.
There's
no ashtray? All these fucking smokers in this house, and we don't have an ashtray? Audience. We need help. We need ashtrays. These people can't even buy no ashtrays. They smoke, but they can't buy ashtrays? What a shame. It's a damn shame. Anyways, nothing.
Anyway, enough about
we never talk about the weather.
We never talk about the weather. Oh, yes, we do. We did that. We did the hurricane in
Never mind.
Well, today's weather was 90 degrees.
Jeez.
90. Beautiful, balmy 90 degrees.
You didn't bring an ashtray?
No, I don't know where none at. Give it here.
You don't know where none at?
Mm-mm. Use that. Come on. I'm about to. Come on.
Your hands are wet. You're going to wet the blunt up.
Man, okay.
Good. Rag right behind your shirt.
Suck it up.
Suck what up?
Oh. What? You know.
Man, I don't suck nothing up.
That would be my job.
Mm-mm. But, what's up on the rise, y'all? I know we got Zay coming. What y'all think about the music, for real?
I wasn't a big fan of the one song.
Oh, no, don't do that. We're not going to do that.
Well, I can tell you this. If you ever YouTube Epic Rap Battles of History, you go ahead and you listen to some of them raps and some of them
music. Right, I love
and
him.
It is just like EBR. Okay,
but so
okay it's kind of like...
Since you love him, you got to be honest about it. I'm sorry.
I am. I mean, it's kind of whack, to tell you the truth. That's just my opinion, though.
Jerry, I love him.
That's just my opinion. I mean, some of the stuff is cool, but... some of his stuff is just, I don't know.
He's
bashing on ICP. They don't even rap no more.
I liked all the songs except for the last one.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I liked them all except for... can I say the title of the song?
No, don't say that.
You can say the title of the song.
No, because y'all...
Because why? Look,
friend.
So what's your friend? This is opinions here.
I mean, I know I can't give out his government.
Look, you don't tell the government name. You just tell the title of the song. How that people know what kind of song it is.
Yeah, because he's on our...
He's on what? So what? So what?
You think he's going to be listening to the what
after this? If he listens to it, oh well, man. It's criticism. Can't get over it? Get over it. You can't be no rapper then.
We're podcasting
right now.
Hello, everybody. How's everybody doing?
What's going on, y'all? Everybody, this is Dave. He's like an awesome person. How you doing today, bro?
I'm doing all right.
He's especially awesome because he fixed my air conditioner, so I'm extremely happy about that.
That's awesome. But Thomas is awesome, too.
Yeah. I'm always awesome.
His birthday was the other day.
Oh, it was a shitty birthday.
We always say Thomas was like awesome.
Shitty birthday. Yeah. Like it is every year.
And I'm shocked
just another
you didn't
day.
Even go to the casino.
You know, I wish I was supposed to be there yesterday.
Are we going
when I came here last night and passed out?
No, I didn't go. I missed all those fucking entries, all them tickets I had.
So are we going to jump into one of the topics for tonight?
353 tickets.
Let's do it.
Well, the first topic that I decided that we should talk about is spit or swallow?
Spit or swallow.
Which do you prefer? Or which do you do? Depending on what your role in life is. Let's start with you, Miss Tracy.
What? Can we pick C?
I
was
gonna say, I can feel
there
both.
Is no C.
I can feel both.
There is no C?
No, it's spit or swallow.
I hear you.
I don't know. It all depends on what I'm thinking at the moment.
Okay. Meaning?
Meaning like, you know, like if you know you got to suck that dick and you thinking like, man, I got to suck this motherfucker dick and he not cute. And then you know it's about to like, in your mouth, you're like, you know.
And why is he, if he's not cute, then why are you sucking his dick?
Because you're sucking the dick.
Because
it's
you like the
love.
Dick.
No,
you like
sorry.
The dick, man.
I don't know. That's not how I do it.
Sometimes you have them walk of shame mornings where you're like, really, I did that.
What's wrong?
You ever heard of a butterface?
No, I mean like...
I have, but...
You just put a bag over the head.
No.
Yes, I feel that.
Sometimes the body just looks good.
It's tasty. Not about that, but my thing is like, it's a thought process. You want to
hear this? Yes, indeed.
It's a thought process.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Like, for instance, if you have sex and it was really, really good, when you roll over and you're done, you'll be the most happiest person in the world. But then you also have 80% of the time or 85% of the time that one that really gets on your fucking nerve that when the sex is over, you rolling over like... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand that, yeah.
So, that's like a thought process that go through my head. Like, you know, if he was to ask for it. He don't smoke. This is this show is brought to you by some good ganja weed. But
I can't have no more of that shit.
Okay. But you know, like at the same time, y'all, it's just the fact of like what I think. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like if I think I'm digging him or whatever, I'll suck that dick and he just can't control himself and it go there.
Okay.
You know, then it's not more of a doing a favor. It's like a thank you because like, hey, you got me excited before you even got to the third suck. So you done, you know.
How many licks,
get a
right?
little bonus.
Some
yeah,
people have substance abuse problems and they'll do it just over a substance.
Yeah,
right?
That's true. Very true. All right, who wants to go next? I'll go next. For me,
bring me in with this one. I see.
You jumped in this on the slick. Go ahead. What's your choice?
Spitting
or swallowing?
Swallowing.
All the time.
If it's worth putting in there, you might as well get the candy.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, yeah. Yeah, all the time.
I don't know.
I'm such a reward for a job. It's like getting in the center of the tootsie pot.
That's how I am. But vice versa, I want the reward too. I'm like, give me this them coins.
I always want the reward. You don't want, yeah.
I know.
Can you imagine like eating a tootsie pop and you get to the middle and there's nothing there?
But if the golden wrapper was 24 karat, I'd feel much better. You know what I'm saying? At least let me get at least not a number one, you know.
Okay, Thomas, how about you? What do you prefer?
I prefer to spit.
It don't care because like
it don't care.
It don't care. You know, it don't care if he like it or not. I'm getting sucked off.
My fucking turn.
I'm just saying.
I spit and spit out anyways. I'm a spitter.
Sometimes you like to be a little nasty, you know.
Oh, that's very rarely, but this.
So what you do? You pull like the pussy open.
I'm sloppy. I'm sloppy.
Okay,
do you break? You know how you say those be sloppy? You know they don't.
I'm here.
They be spitting and they be drooling and all that shit. I don't swallow none of that shit when it's going in there. That's what it's sloppy. Yeah. I make lube.
Oh, you make it moist?
I make lube.
You make lube?
Yeah.
How?
I'm sorry, I missed this part over here.
We're having our own conversation in here. We don't miss that on half the damn show.
Well, oh, I can't say it.
With the lady juices?
With the men juice.
Oh.
He's trying to say that his is a lubricant as well.
Oh, well, because I don't swallow. So, you know, sometimes you're soaking it in these little, you know, it helps with the others. You know? I don't know, man. I'm just telling you.
It's different with boys and girls because see like a boy could get mad and still get hard.
Well, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's a way to, you know, it's a preparing thing for women. You know,
it's
so it can be you know, I told you we should have went to the football game. And she sucked that dick and it's all over.
You
done woke up and said, girl, I had a dream. I was mad with you.
Swallow hell, you ain't even getting it close.
Right. You know, shit. But that's what's up, y'all. And definitely, what? We still rolling?
Yeah, we still rolling.
Oh, we going to keep it like that? Yeah. So we ain't taking no break. Yeah,
it's just not 15 minutes yet.
Touch on my stuff.
We got to find out what David's in this.
All right, David,
you told me I'm going to jump in. I'm going to be here. I want to jump in. All right, so, you know, the female ejaculation thing, I'm all about that, swallowing that. So, you know, I mean, the women do this, too. It's not just a man thing. So, you know, women do that, too. When you find a squirter, that's a fun day. That's a fun afternoon. You know, that's all I'm saying.
I mean, I don't know.
I'm not like thirsty.
My experience with vajayjay, it tastes like.
Sorry, we'll be back.
We got a commercial
with the after that. That was
crazy.
Hey, this is Calvin, and you're listening to The Purple House on Anchor FM.
Sitting on back.
We're enjoying the next 15 minutes. Let's do it.
All right, the next 15 minutes. All right. I done forgot what I wanted to say. That weed is good. I done got
something
off.
Something about Tekashi.
So, I'm not sure who out there knows the rapper Tekashi 6ix9ine. Mm-hmm. But he's caused quite a controversy because apparently he believes that there's no difference between him and the late rapper Tupac Shakur. Now, I'm no rap fan, but I can definitely say I've never heard of Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Okay,
but I have heard of Tupac.
Tell me, can you play like one of Tekashi songs?
Please.
Then play one of Tupac songs. Now you can pick any song because you like a white boy. No offense, but yeah, you don't probably know the difference between Tekashi and Tupac.
We dabble a little bit in the rap world.
So just pick any random song for each one.
I'm looking at his picture.
And we'll like have a battle right quick.
I'm looking at his picture right now. He has rainbow colored spiked hair. He has tattoos all over his face. That just
Dennis Rodman of rap.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah, I guess.
He just recently got out of jail, didn't
he? Yeah, well this one right here.
Okay, who this is?
Oh, wait. No, let me go.
Don't act like you know the song, just pick one.
Tekashi. Is that like Asian?
Mm-hmm. Shout out to the DC area.
Yes, 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 my hometown.
It's not Tupac.
That don't sound like no resemblance. Okay. Well, anyway, what you think about that?
Not a rap fan. My sister, she's a huge Tupac fan. I've seen the two movies that I didn't know that Tupac has been in. Juice and
Poetic Justice. Which was very,
yeah.
Y'all want to hear one with Tupac in them?
Yeah, now give us one of them Tupacs. Dear Mama.
Brent's got a baby. Kicked out on the streets. Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school. Scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister over the years.
That
does not sound. Tupac is one of the only.
I mean, but you got to understand, like, Tupac is, like I said, a great storyteller. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can understand it. And it's not like, you know, I shout your mama. You know, y'all want to be all like that and shit. I mean, like, why do I got to be all amped up? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when I listen to music, I want to be relaxed. I don't want it to, you know what I'm saying? Like, be in my head to keep me crunk because, you know,
right.
Sometimes, you know, shit like that could get into these people's heads and you'd be like, I should go get a gun and go shoot somebody. You know? Yeah. Like it's a chant, you know?
But clearly, Tupac won that round. Mm-hmm. And then there's really no competition.
Right.
No competition whatsoever. But I do have this question. Mm-hmm. If you had to choose between Tupac Shakur and the Notorious B.I.G. Who, you know, this has been a debate since the two of them, you know, passed on. One, I mean, I think they're both awesome.
I like Biggie personally myself. But,
what do you guys think? So how much you say Biggie?
Yeah.
What about you, Tracy?
That's so hard to decide.
And that's why I chose those two.
That's so hard to decide. The thing is, Tupac and Biggie is like Tom and Jerry. They're both so good on both sides at the field that you can't say West Coast all the way.
Right. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That you're going to still be like rep, like, even if you don't rep East Coast, you're going to still, you know what I'm saying? Okay. So, and even East Coast, like East Coast Biggie is good as hell. You know, at the time when, what is it? Bad Boy was big. You know what I'm saying? They was rocking.
Well, can I just say, I can't tell the difference between East Coast, West Coast rapping. I mean, is there a significant difference in their
The way of life on the West Coast is significantly different.
You can hear it, though.
I mean,
like the way they do, yeah, man, they all bougie, man.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not a rap connoisseur.
You can hear it, just their styles.
It's like, yeah,
but I appreciate good rap music.
Like, for instance, if you listen, and I'll do Up to Date, when I first heard Megan Thee Stallion,
okay.
Immediately, I thought Houston, Texas, because she sounds just like A-Ball MJG.
Okay. I don't know A-Ball.
Y'all know who they is?
No. Mm-hmm.
Ain't that the ones that say, I got to stay fly, till I die. Ain't that them?
I guess. I don't know. I don't really listen to music much like that.
Y'all don't know what I'm talking about?
I heard the song. I just don't know
who
sings it.
I know who Megan Thee Stallion is.
Yeah.
She's doing that new song, WAP. WAP with Cardi B.
If you listen to A-Ball MJG, he's from Houston.
A-Ball like, MJD, like Millie Jean and Draft?
Yeah.
No, seriously, MJD.
MJD?
MJD?
Yeah, A-Ball okay. MJG.
Okay. All right, I'll have to check him, right? It's a him.
Yeah, it's
Let me Google him.
Yeah, well, I got techno to get the...
Let me just Google him real fast. Miller Genuine Draft? Look,
it's stuck on the talkback thing and I can't get it off.
And what was it again? His
A-Ball MJG.
Okay.
MJG, yeah. I gotta stay fly. And if you hear how he rap and how she rap,
okay.
They sound like the same thing, but go. One is a boy and the other one is a girl.
8-Ball MJG. Okay. He's an American hip hop duo. Oh, it's two people.
Uh-huh.
All right. 8-Ball and MJG. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Oh. They met in
middle school. Play one, and she sounds exactly like that.
Okay, let me see if I can play this one here.
She sounds like his style.
Yeah.
You know, like that reading. I tell you, go home and get it, you know.
I do love me some Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah.
I love her.
And, you know, their style, like, even listen to how Beyonce sing.
Yeah.
That Houston.
Okay.
That
yeah.
Houston, yeah.
Because she is a. She got hot sauce in the bag.
Yeah, she's good. I liked her from the beginning. Kudos to Megan Thee Stallion because her cakes be looking good.
Her who?
Her cakes.
Well, yeah, her cakes should be looking good.
Yeah.
How funny did I sound saying that?
But if we had her cakes, it'd be all over.
Okay.
I might have to put my cakes in like a plastic wrap.
Are they with your... Oh, I was wanted to see you guys know.
Put it in plastic wrap, baby. Because
it's a little Debbie Snacks, like a little, I mean, Debbie Snack cakes.
I mean, she be looking good in them things. You be seeing Megan Thee Stallion, Thomas?
Yeah.
You like them cakes?
Yeah.
Thomas, like, do you really know who Megan Thee Stallion is?
Like, no. She look like you, nobody call her Stallion, huh? Because she be, when she walking away, she got that big horse booty.
That's why they call her the Stallion? Uh-huh. You know, the Stallions are they, male horses.
I know, but they booty.
So, I know, but when I first heard, I said,
they booty.
I'm like, why she's
not? Why she called the Stallion?
When you seen her, them thighs and butt cheeks was on it. For real.
Is that why she sings, she's in that song, Big Booty?
Mm-hmm.
With Gucci Mane?
Yeah.
Which is one of my favorite songs, by the way.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, man. You know, the last song that I heard Megan Thee Stallion sing was La Queefa.
I don't think that was the last one you heard.
I was trying to see if it was going to keep going with the show. Y'all are so crazy. Man, y'all, let's talk about, I think we might go a little past our time. Y'all, we can't say what we said about that boy on the show. That's not right.
What do you mean?
You talking about Mr. Zay?
Yeah.
What? I do think it's kind of, it's generic, like.
I know. I like his music.
I got good stuff to say about him, too, because you know me. I'm both ways. I'll sit here and tell you what I don't like and what I do like. Because you do got two sides of it. You know, there's a yin and yang or whatever. But listen, his beats and shit, the way he be flowing, mm-hmm. is all right. Like, he puts his words together good. But I just think it's a little generic. Like, I hear the same sound come out of EBR or some other people that's... I mean,
see...
But it's... What do you always say? It's criticism,
I gave him... I told him, like, and this was something I said. I gave him, like, some cool advice. I think if he tried that, he'll be way better.
I just think it's amateur.
I mean, he's extremely talented. I think he, you know, has a lot of potential. I liked his the three songs prior that that I listened to before. I like those. However, I just wasn't a big fan of the last one. I'm not saying I don't, but he doesn't have a chance. I just, Fame wasn't my favorite. That's all.
No.
But I am looking forward to him being here probably sometime next week for that live interview, and we can actually. Tell him in person, I believe, you know?
I'm so crazy.
How,
No, we don't, what I'll ask, I'm gonna ask, I'm gonna say, bro, I don't know about the last one.
Like, yeah, just be, you know? I think if he's mature enough and he takes criticism well, then he'll go far in the industry.
Yeah, well.
Because I think that's part of the business. You have to be able to learn how to take criticism. Because not everyone's
gonna learn. This is going to be kicks! This is gonna be kicks. Well, I mean, like, I see where I can go. Like, if he reverses it, and instead of going hard, and he go into that, like, if he rock the LL Cool J vibe,
mm-hmm.
he'll kill it.
He has that appeal.
He's not going that way.
He has that swamp.
He's not going that way. See, he going at the pushing hard talking. He got to be talking with that accent voice, you know, like, girl, you know I want you. You know, all that stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, that's what I think. And if he do that, he got it. See, he don't know.
We'll be right back, you guys.
Oh, we still have a minute. What if he did it? He come around and he put his best turn it into an ice cream like the magic. Oh, nobody knows. I'm sorry. I don't know if he was sick. I'm sorry.
You what?
Yeah, I look back like I was talking to somebody.
Talking to Billy.
What's his kid Billy over
there? No, but I was thinking
if he's still here, I think he would be there.
People always think my phone's a whack.
Your phone?
Yeah, my phone's a whack.
Your phone?
Yeah, I got some crazy songs that we put on here. Chris. Yo, this is Thomas. You're listening to Purple House on Anchor FM.
All right, Thomas, this your topic.
Yeah, this is the box. You ever watch the video of the box?
I ain't seen it.
You seen it? You know the song.
I knew the,
Well, this is what it is right here. If you ever watch the box, the video, it's badass.
Well, that's what's up.
You see how little he is?
Mm-hmm.
But he just did a slam dunk.
Right.
And it's a new life every time. It's a new life. Watch.
Oh, that's cute for the video. That's what's up. All right. Who that is again?
I don't know. I just know it's the box.
Shout out to the box, right? Shit, y'all, we back with the Purple House featuring the Aftermath tonight. Y'all, let's have a nice little free-for-all. Like, it was supposed to be a relaxing Sunday, and I think for the most of it, it was kind of... Okay, and shout out to Lil Billy.
Yeah, Kid Billy. He rode around somewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
What we gonna talk about next?
Well, the moon's resting.
It's resting, y'all.
Like, you know how, you know, we get metal?
Like metal rust?
Yeah, it's that, metal rust. Oxidation. Okay. Something when you get from water and metal.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess we have water on the moon. It says it's closest to the poles. I looked at a map. And it was like, there was all kinds of blue color at the poles. And then it said that,
the moon is closer to the poles. Thank you. Y'all see that?
I like being close to the pole. It's fun.
Because you know, Thomas Pole got
two big balls at the end of it.
At the bottom.
I don't know about no mud flaps. Two big balls.
You know, you can take Thomas mud flaps and put them around both of your shoulders.
Lies.
I'll be.
Lies. Lies.
Someone's feeling good.
Yeah, I feel awesome.
Well, you know, I mean, I'm feeling good too. I know Thomas is feeling good. He just had a birthday not too long ago. as we know, summer is coming to a close, and what holiday symbolizes the end of summer but Labor Day? And according to this study, the French Quarter here in New Orleans in the downtown area, they anticipate it's going to be more crowded than usual, despite the COVID scare.
Oh, well, that's always, there's new cases.
But this,
the thing is that I also heard this, once you have the, once you catch it,
mm-hmm.
you only are immune for 3 months.
So it's
going to become like a part of the system that we're going to be having shots every 3 months.
Oh, well, that's kind of like.
So I think once it wings out all the people that can't handle the virus, they, you know what I mean? Then it's going to be not the big deal like that anymore. But it's going to kill off whoever's going to kill off. And then whoever's still going to be living after it's done, they're going to be living. That's what I think about.
It's not that different from... I guess it'll become not as different as HIV. You know, there are people who are, in the beginning they were dying from it, and now there are people who will live.
Right, you know.
And if you go every 3 months to get that shot or whatever, then...
Right. Every 3 months... I think I mean
queen and all between.
Shit, I don't know. That's too retarded. Come on, man. If you get it once and you don't die, you can get it again. You won't die. I mean, it's this how it works. I mean, I guess I ain't no fucking scientist, but I think about
I don't know, common sense.
You know,
I don't know something about them cream pies. It's like,
I'm sorry, what?
All in your mouth?
No.
What cream pies are you talking about? We're talking about cream pies.
Cream pies. We're talking about the cream pies now.
No.
No, the kind you get from...
Okay. I'm just making sure we're on the same page.
You know?
That's like sexy.
Is it really?
That's like you love me.
Is it really?
What? If someone gives you a cream pie?
Because it'd be like it'd be milk in it.
Oh. And right.
I'm serious.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That don't turn you on? Like when you having sex and you look down and you see it, like when it stop it be jumping because it be about to like, and it's already on the inside of you, so you feel that also, like, right?
Okay. I just like sex, okay? I can get it.
I'm just saying. Did I say that on the show? I don't give a fuck.
Dead silence. You get a moment of silence, you know?
But, don't be thinking about what I'm thinking about, shit.
I just, we're talking about COVID and then you jump to cream pies. I just like, wanted, like,
COVID and cream pies.
Because we have the social distance. You can't do nothing. You can't get no cream in 6 feet from each other. You can't have no cream 6 feet from each other.
I mean, 6 feet?
Man, at the casino, they got all those machines in there, right? And you got one machine and then a gap in between another machine. Not all the machines you can't even play on.
Although I do say that had we not been affected by COVID, there would have been a lot of cream pies this weekend. Wow.
It would have been Marshmallow Man City. For real. You know, I'm sorry we couldn't have such a decadence, and shout out to all those people who were going to participate in the beautiful event that we probably would have, but hey, I don't mind chilling at the house, you know what I'm saying?
So yeah, they said the cancellation of the event is a huge economic hit to the French Quarter.
Oh, it's a big loss. I lost a lot of money this year.
Over $300 million in revenue was lost. Can you believe that?
It made up for it.
How?
Oh, that fucking, yes indeed, baby. If you don't think every time you hear a flush, an angel got his wings, baby. I'm so stupid.
Yeah, we're going to have to curtail your...
I ain't smoked no weed like that in a long time. That was some good weed.
It's odd. We can tell.
Shout out to Houston for the weed.
Okay.
Houston.
You know... Well, y'all, okay, how about, let me think, I had like a subject, y'all, but I don't know how long we been on so far. We sound like we all
haven't been on that long.
Let me see, because I'm like just...
through the internet right now, I'm trying to find something for us to talk about. I mean, because this is an unscheduled show.
Let's see. Oh, make sure y'all check out the things on, Equal to None 504.
Absolutely.
.com. That's equal to number none.
You got some ashtrays on there?
Do I have ashtrays?
Some ashtrays on there.
No, I don't sell no damn ashtrays.
We need some for the house.
Yeah, we need some for the house.
Okay, well, we'll get... Somebody bring us some ashtrays.
Yeah, somebody bring us some damn ashtrays for these fucking smokers in this goddamn house.
That was weed.
Nah, weed smoke. I mean, I'm picking up cigarette butts out there in the garden.
I don't know what we got a garden.
We got a garden.
Mm-hmm.
Well, didn't see the sunflowers out there.
I planted those sunflowers, by the way.
See, come on, where are you at, Tracy?
The ones that die.
Yeah, I planted those before I left.
They are seasonal. They die. Okay, they don't just grow and stay.
Just blew down,
it's not a damn plant.
Let them just fall
off. Yeah, I was so hurt.
Could we?
It's a flower.
Could we have like took the?
Well, they said
the sunflower seeds out of the manhattan.
I don't know.
No, you just pick a different type of flower to grow. That's only then. You grow. It's seed. So you know, it's like annual. I don't know, man. They didn't have no sunflower seeds. All right. I'm the one that damn had to throw it away because it fell over and broke.
Yeah, it was. I was so sad.
Yeah. Well, okay. That's what happens. You live and you die.
I want to talk about the nitty gritty.
Yeah, real quick though. If you missed yesterday's show. We did talk about the new face of HIV and how it affects us. I'm just simply want to say, make sure you get tested.
Yes, testing is
never I'm not going to say never too late, but it's never a bad time to go get tested. So.
Yes,
right. Yeah. Even though you like that ejaculating in that hole.
Yeah.
You know that ejaculation in that hole is no joke. This Sunday, y'all think we don't talk about sex all the time? We talk about sex. All the time. What? You know, when I see two men digging a hole in the ground, I see two men in mud just
rubbing each other. Well, as much as you talk about sex, I don't see a lot of sex going on around here.
Well,
we got the damn facilities. We got the
glory
holes out there.
Hopefully, we'll have the facility to where we can have such an awesome event space to show how much we... You know, like, love you guys for, like, definitely checking the podcast out. So, hopefully we may throw, like, a little smash-a-roo.
A smash-a-roo.
A smash-a-roo.
Okay. But a smash-a-roo.
Yeah.
Well.
What's smash-a-roo? What is that, some cereal or something?
Yeah. It's like a little honey.
Sugar and honey.
It's pretty sweet.
Sugar and honey. That's pretty sweet.
It's like sugar honey sprinkled on like little cinnamon toast chocolate chips.
Okay.
On cinnamon toasted chocolate chips. Now that sound good on sugar cookies. Thank you.
Sugar cookies? Like snickerdoodles.
No.
Not that I'm saying. I like snickerdoodles.
Oh, they're sugar cookie cousins?
Yeah, but they're like the sugar cookies, but they're a little bit more chewy. I think.
Okay.
Chewy.
Like a little, you know.
Little morselets.
Good.
Yeah, like a little morselets.
If you have any listeners out there who get SNAP benefits, because I'm sure there's some out there in Louisiana, received a waiver to allow purchase of hot foods with SNAP benefits.
Oh, that's right.
Benefits.
It's food stamps. That's right. We went to the store tonight to get some food, and they said you can get hot food.
They changed food stamps name.
It's always been SNAPs. Well, it's no, not always, but it says when you do
for quite a while. Yeah.
This is formerly known
as even in Maryland.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere it's called SNAPs.
That's everywhere. Oh, I didn't know it was everywhere.
Yeah.
I thought it was like different names.
It's how much supplemental nutrition assistance program.
I got the kid food stamps.
Yeah, me too.
You still haven't applied?
No.
Oh, poor thing.
I am.
Do you need help? You have a, what is that phone? iPhone what?
iPhone 11 Pro.
She's very proud can't get of it, by the way.
It shows.
Yeah.
It shows.
You sure you can get a wiener on the internet, though?
I don't get no wieners.
I'm you get away here every once in a while. I see you.
I'm getting
you can know how to work that phone in them other ways.
Hello.
No,
thank you.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
I'm just thankful. That's all.
Show me how to use your phone. I forgot.
All right.
Yeah, show me how to get one of
them. How you get one of them where I forgot? I don't know. That was awesome.
Yeah, I mean, he looks good. I mean, damn. Nice look at.
No.
Oh yeah. Oh, are you guys waiting for me to pick up a topic?
I guess.
I'm so sorry.
He's cool though. But
yeah, he's cool.
And the thing about it is, like, because of what he's trying to stand for, I also think that will totally like upgrade the image of the stereotype of who he's supposed to be.
Yeah. Well, Bitcoin. What about Bitcoin? You know? And Bitcoin what's dropped the from.
Bitcoin.
Yeah, Bitcoin might go under 10,000.
Yeah. And then we could buy.
No, you can always buy it. We don't know. ID. Listen, there's Bitcoin, it's cryptocurrency, and you pay for a share. Like one Bitcoin is
$10,000.
Oh, over $10,000 to have just one Bitcoin. So you imagine it's dropping.
Do we have any Wendy Williams fans?
How you doing?
Yeah.
I like
Wendy
how
Williams.
You doing. Yeah.
That's that girl. What is the lady? The talk show host?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh man, shit.
Were they doing a movie about her life, a biopic? Sierra Payton and Morocco Omari are going to play Wendy Williams and her husband, well, former husband, Kevin Hunter, in a Lifetime movie biopic.
I mean, what did Wendy Williams do that she deserved a Lifetime? I know she had her own radio show.
Yeah, she started from the radio.
And then Whitney Houston wanted to beat her up.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you blame Whitney, though? I mean, okay, I love Wendy Williams. She's come a long way. But, I mean, she's based her career.
She was, like, telling people that Whitney Houston was on drugs. And
well, she was, wasn't she?
Yeah, but she don't blast her business out there to the world like
that's
that.
What she's famous for.
Well, that's calling, yeah. I mean, she's a damn gossip whore.
Well, she got it back, though. Because Whitney don't play that shit. Miss Houston, if you nasty, don't play that shit.
No music, we got to go.
Oh,
yeah, we can play some music. Shoot, y'all, we almost done. That was quick.
That was the fast 15 minutes.
Right.
Well, he was talking the whole time.
Look, no music.
Well,
just go
ahead. You want to play the commercial? Here's a commercial. Oh, this is a lot of rock again. Try to keep my eyes on my own paper like my teachers told me. Soon as you think it's over. Number one on the chart. I'm nearby cancelling all that ego.
I'm pushing the buttons on that thing. That's why you just put it in my face.
I can't do that. I'm high.
You high too?
Man, I never
that's
pushed
some
the
good
button
movie.
On the way down in the machine.
Here we go. All right, y'all, we back with the Purple House Presents The Aftermath. The panel is up here, and this I definitely know y'all want to really know about what happened during Thomas's takeover of the hosting. So we're going to go into the last phase of that where y'all didn't know and neither did the co-host know that we cut and we printed everything up till what y'all heard. Do y'all think it went bad?
I didn't even listen to it to tell you the truth because
I didn't even try. I can't. Yeah, I haven't had a chance to listen to it.
No, I think I should though tonight. I think I will do that before I go to
sleep. You know what? I think y'all should like play that end piece.
Now.
That's like, what happened.
Y'all.
Play it now?
Now?
Yeah.
You can do that, right?
Because
that show is in the past anyway.
Oh, yeah. It happened.
Right. But we want
to know. I haven't even thought
about it. You don't even know how it
happened. No, I don't know nothing about it because it was a bad night. Well, it was good. It started off good, but it just went sour.
What happened that night?
Yeah.
What happened that night?
I don't know.
You don't remember? I got
you
mad.
You got to tell us.
Yeah. Let's stop the show.
We didn't finish the whole show.
Yeah.
So
we didn't finish the questions.
The show was different.
We didn't finish those questions?
I didn't have sex, so.
Well, good. You had sex. That's good.
No, sir, I didn't.
Oh, no?
Well, I heard
you got
that. Oh, that day. I'm sorry.
You was here.
You was here.
He was on the show.
Yeah, I was on the show. Yeah.
So let's hear it.
The purple.
Give me like that last 5 minutes, or like 2 minutes and 50 seconds.
That's when the guy came back from the swamp.
Oh, that's when the swamp gator come out back, huh?
Yes.
So when the Swamp Gator come back, all hell broke loose?
That was the one when Thomas was the host.
Yeah, well, you can't just put it out on me. Like,
put your middle finger
up
for bisexuality.
Yeah, put your middle finger up.
That episode, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I have 58 minutes left. So I'm just going to have to rush through here. Come on. What's going on with this thing?
Mods.
This is not gonna be any easier. I mean, y'all, oh, don't shit. Get me wrong, and I think this is, like, really, really true. The LGBTQI community is really getting intimate.
Free and open to, like you said, come out of the closet.
Which part you on?
I'm still at the beginning.
Okay. You can't, what you on? You can't like skip to?
I'm trying to skip to right now.
I forgot you can't break it down. That's why just the whole one playing.
Yeah. You said like the last 5 minutes? Yeah.
It's not the last, of it. It's the third cutoff. See, that's the like, end. Right before then.
Peep this. I know y'all were actually paying attention to the show, and unfortunately, we had like a really bad misunderstanding, and
I did that
we definitely want to apologize to you guys out there that we want to always keep our show very, very interesting. The things that happened on that night. Kind of got out of hand because we decided
it was too much.
People who are a part of the show a chance to do something different.
Right.
But unfortunately, those things could not work because of jealousy.
They can't beat me, America.
Y'all heard that? They're coming after us. Get down on the ground. Get down on the ground.
I remember that one.
So, Thomas, with the Kinsey test, what did it say that you was?
I'm 2-9. Give me a minute.
Oh, he has in 2-9-itis. Give him a
2-9-itis. What the fuck?
What is that?
You made up the rule.
Oh, I did.
I'm number 2. That means I'm mostly homosexual. Mostly heterosexual with homosexual tendencies. Tracy, she's a gay man trapped in a woman's body, and Calvin Harris is...
I'm sure it is.
Just a man, but likes to talk to women.
And spray their booty cheeks open.
No,
not in a sexual way. Okay.
But acts like a girl.
So, and that was with the Kinsey test. Well, you know, y'all...
Girly emotions.
Do you cry?
I cry.
When you take that dick? you don't know about girly emotions.
I'm stupid.
Then.
Because I watch it for other people.
But girls cry when they take that dick.
They cry when I stick my wife. My wife's got
to do
armor.
What the hell was I talking about?
You're talking about people taking us over. Tell you,
I was tripping. I told you.
There was some shit going down. There was some shit going down, man. We had to deal with the homeboy, our special guest.
I need my nails done.
Oh, man.
Thomas like fried chicken from Popeye.
How long I do.
And we are on this show right now, trying to give y'all the best of what we
have.
That's
what we did to plea for hunger, huh?
And in return,
we found out tonight we can buy hot food and fruit stamps.
Oh my God.
We had some things that taught us after the shows that we did so far, you guys. Things that dealt with trust. Things that dealt with bisexuality. Foreplay. Who was interracial?
What was interracial?
Yeah.
I was fucked up. Who's interracial? Duh.
Okay, we did. All right. We got to find the ones to pay attention to the show.
Clay and Ray's birthday, we had an interracial talk. They were interracial.
It was Rand Clayton's birthday.
That, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. We got somebody who actually listened to the show. So far, since we're doing this to cover the last 15 minutes of the
foolery. Oh, we just listened to it and we're still recording it.
Are we still recording while you're listening?
Yeah.
What has been so far?
I'm trying to catch the part where the fight got started.
Yeah. When I say get in the doghouse, you're in the doghouse. Get out.
Because the wind is blowing.
Another thing I want to say is happy birthday to Thomas. He made 85 today. And he's naked.
Yeah, he's naked.
Oh,
so this is on his birthday.
They are. Jesus Christ. No. You know? This boy is a nudist colony.
I'm
just let me say whatever. Y'all be so serious though. And I just,
well,
I don't know.
If you stop sitting there, feel like you're from Nova Scotia.
Oh, now they know we got no curtains.
You pull your beef curtains up, and
I'm running around this bitch naked with no curtains.
Hey, them balls ain't made for walking.
Yeah,
made
from hanging.
So, Mr. Calvin, what are you writing today?
Oh, I wasn't expecting to be questioned about this.
Yeah, that's cool.
Fiction or non-fiction? Okay, so which they are like total opposites. So non-fiction means true. And fiction means not true. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I gave a little bit of knowledge there.
But you know what?
I ain't gonna remember that.
The infinite stories of Thomas and the DP boy.
What the fuck?
Oh, you got the first edition? Your illustrations is nothing nice. They graphic. Oh, yeah.
See, it's fun. It makes you smile.
I know that DP action ain't in my mind. I heard.
Lies! You know, Clayton came to me and said, I just got a picture I never want to get again. It's Thomas Butt-Ass naked. that he could have cried on my shoulder for a few minutes.
Clayton cried?
It's lies. I remember him taking a video of me. He did wounded Harris.
Oh, yeah, I was at Harris. I always go to Harris once a year in the hotel in Moon. The world. Well, not the world. New Orleans.
I remember you did.
And once a year I do that. It's like a thing. I stand on the window and bend over and take a video. I will put that. I'll put that video on my Pornhub site. And you can purchase it. You have to watch it.
That was
hilarious.
That was, I don't think the fight.
The fight was after.
No. But this was the other day. This was the day before. Thomas's birthday was after.
Well, you're the one showing the clip.
I know. You should see the
last 5 minutes.
Oh, you
just showed us the wrong thing, and we listened to that
the whole thing.
You're out of here.
Fired.
No.
You
do
so
awesome. Both of y'all done. Y'all have done so well to say this is like, you know what I'm saying, something that you guys have totally like stepped into like blind. You know what I'm saying? But
yeah,
it
but
goes,
it was gonna be when you asked me that first night, am I gonna do the podcast? I'm like, yeah, I thought it was gonna be that one time and then that was
you
it.
Like
you say, the, she said I, once I once we start we're gonna go 5 days a week.
Right. But the thing about it is
we gotta
it's cool. We get to sit down and talk.
Oh yeah, I like
some
it.
Real
I mean, you hear me?
That's like crazy, though.
You hear me? I'm an idiot, man. Yeah. I hear myself.
You're so crazy.
I'm so stupid.
But look, y'all. What you was about to say? Nothing. I wasn't about to say nothing. Oh.
Oh, we played the wrong show.
The wrong clip. Well, I guess y'all gonna have to catch it next time. But y'all go ahead and listen to that show one more time because, like, you know what? I hate government cheese.
Oh,
let me tell you about some nasty ass government cheese. You know, you just forget to take that wrapper. You know, you leave it off the little cheese after you finish cutting it. But when you wake up the next morning, them edges be hard as fuck.
You know what? There's just some things you have to buy name brand, and cheese is one of them. You don't want a piece of plastic.
Right. Oh, yeah, I've seen which in China, they take, like, something and spray it in the water and turn it into lettuce.
Turn it into lettuce? What?
Yes. It's not even a real lettuce.
Oh.
Like, the man sprayed it into the water and kinda farmed it. And when he pulled it out and sliced that bitch, it was a head of lettuce.
That's bizarre.
Well,
it was a video?
Yeah. I forgot what it was on, but
I watched this one video of these people pulling these things out of the sand, look like wieners, man, and they eat them. It's just something. It's crazy. It's just
sand dicks?
It's like, yeah, sand dicks. It's like a worm that comes out of the sand, out of this hole, man, and they're out there catching it. It's crazy. They spit water and shit. You know, like spitters and swallowers. These are a bunch of spitters.
Oh, yeah, spitters and swallowers. Asian, wait, is Asian spraying lettuce?
I don't know about no lettuce.
Spray lettuce. I'm trying to see if I can find the video.
Well, I'll find it.
He sprayed lettuce.
It like in the
water. Well, they're like water. Doing something in the at the beach.
Yeah.
And these things, they're trying, they're with a pail and they're trying
but
to, they're coming out.
But look at all the fish that they be coming out with now that look like the half human fish with a shoulder and a fin. Like the evolution phase of fish and man.
I don't know about no fish and man, but these things look like dicks.
Well, then they just sign me up.
And they're, yeah. I gotta check the video. But anyways.
That's all nasty.
You're the one talking about dicks all the time.
Well, y'all ain't saying nothing. I was just talking about that.
We got to go. The show's over with.
Well, look, all right, y'all.
The aftermath is done.
The aftermath is
for tonight, anyway.
Calvin, you want to say anything before we leave?
Thank you, y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Thank you for sitting in and listening to our craziness. And don't miss the next episode.
Well, he does like it raw, so
yeah, oh.
That's how we're gonna keep it.
This well, is, yes.
Cutting
well,
it.
We're gonna kind of like get away from the sex stuff.
We
y'all.
Say that now.
We, I'm saying.
Yeah, you say that now, and we're gonna hear comments of you saying,
no.
"Oh, I just want you guys
gonna,
to take off your clothes
good.
And roll around in the mud while you're doing
it. We're gonna
that.
Do good. Because, like, we could stay on the phone for, like a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have to be on sex that hard. I mean, we could be on sex that
hard. It was Southern Decadence
hard.
This week, you know? They're kind of like...
I know, like sex. I know.
The sex is gone.
Little dick bags.
Y'all usually going right crazy.
We can talk about WAPs.
WAPs?
Yeah. Wet ass, you know what?
No, you know what? Well, that's the end of it.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah, we left them people guessing. That's how I'm gonna make
they need to listen to the Purple House next week.
You couldn't just...
I can't do it. I told you I ain't control of that shit.
Who's all speaking? We out here.